week, I get Ann Voskamp's, I guess she journals, and she sends a blog and an email link, and so I read it most of the time. Sometimes I don't like reading it because, you know, she taps into my ideal self that I can't quite attain, so it's difficult. But this week, the one on Mother's Day really resonated with me, so I wanted to share it with y'all. It's kind of long, so bear with me. She titled it, Why Mother's Day is for the Birds. Because I ain't no Hallmark mother, and none of us are if we're really telling the truth. If we're honest, and what else is there really? There were burnt dinners and yelling mornings and neck-strained words over lost shoes and scattered Legos and unfinished homework, and there were crumpled tears behind bathroom doors. Not to mention the frozen pizzas, or for us, Little Caesars. And no clean underwear and the wild words that no one would want the cameras rolling for. And the realization that a mother's labor and delivery never ends and you never stop having to remember to breathe. The deal is, motherhood isn't sainthood. And we're all a bunch of sinners here, and don't let anyone tell you anything different. Pushing something out of your womb doesn't make you a better woman. Real womanhood isn't a function of becoming a great mother, but of being loved by a great father. Someone wrote that on a card with a bouquet of, someone write that on a card with a bouquet of flowers. We all need that. We all need that for the days that we hated our mothers or hated being a mother. When no room was big enough to find peace and no clock could tick fast enough just to get the day over with. And the truth is, facades only end up suffocating us all. And it's only telling the truth that lets you breathe. And there were really days that felt pretty bad and looked pretty ugly. And maybe that's what it really was. Maybe the days were pretty and ugly. The ugly, beautiful of reality and love of humanity and what it means to become real. That was what was happening. The stacks of dishes and Everests of laundry and the tantrums of toddlers and teenagers and tired mamas and all the scuffed up walls down the hall and through your heart. They were all wearing down the plastic of pride, wearing us down to the real wood of grace and the cross, because it really is okay. To lose it and be found, to be rubbed the wrong way, to become the rightest way, to let all the hard times rub you down to the real. That's just the pretty ugly of us all. We're not the Hallmark mothers, just the velveteen mothers. The velveteen mothers who know when there's a volley of words and weary silences afterward and everything looks impossibly wrecked. The angular, hard edges of perfection are being sanded down by all of our scrapes and falls till we're round and soft and can get close enough to each other just to hold each other. Only when you're broken are you tender enough to wrap yourself around anyone. Only the broken people can really embrace. That's us, and could we really just all hold on to each other? Find each other and hold on to each other and offer the hug of the broken, who know the relief that homemaking is not about making a, homemaking is about making a home, not perfection. That motherhood is a hallowed space because children aren't commonplace. That anyone who fosters dreams and labor prayers is a mother to a child in us all. We'll be the holding on broken, who know that it's not that we won't blow it, but that's what we'll do with it afterwards, whose priorities aren't things that get us noticed, but priorities are all things unseen, who keep praying to only speak words that make souls stronger and keep getting up when we fall down, because this is always how things just fall together. Just let them sell their truckloads of perfect Mother's Day cards. There's far more velveteen mothers who are broken into real and worn into beauty, who have busted the balloon of better homes, gardens and women and better homes and gardens and women and love the, who live the gospel of grace. And we're done with perfection because we're the everyday prodigals who are wasteful in love and extravagant in grace and recklessly spending our attention on the mercies of the prodigal God. God wants prodigal parents, not perfect parents. Lavish in love, extravagant in truth, big spenders of grace. And there will be tears and there will be laughter. And here comes my favorite line. Because what messes our life up most is the expectation of what we think our life is supposed to look like. And there will be a mess of dishes in the sink and a ring of grime in the bathtub. And the clock will just keep on ticking. And then we're going to grab onto someone right in the kitchen. Just hold on and let go. It won't be perfect, but we'll be prodigals because we can count on it. Mother's Day is for the birds, us who are flying on the wings of His grace and prayer.
Amen.
Don't turn.
Amen. Thank you, Millie.
Well said.
And that was, when was that blog written? Today or yesterday? 2 days ago, if you want to go check that out on Ann Boskamp's blog. All right, children, and I've warned some of you, if you don't come up, I will call you. So, you have your moment to come share something, just one thing you love about your mother. Nice bow tie. All right, stand up here so people can see you.
My favorite thing about my mom is that she totally gets my sense of humor.
Yeah, that's significant.
My favorite about my mom is pointing about her.
Is what?
It's pointing about her.
Praying about her? Yes, that's good, and she needs that. All right, thank you guys. Y'all can go seated as you speak. We'll have too many up here at the end.
My favorite thing about my mom is that she plans so much fun things for our family to do.
Wow, plans so much fun things for the family to do. That's very busy sacrifice. All right, let's go. You should be flocking up here. Here we go. Uh-oh. All right, next bow tie guy, come on up.
I'd have to say that my favorite thing about my mom is all the time that she spends making me a better person.
Very good. I would ask you how if we had time.
Okay, I've got one for each. One for my grandma and one for my mom. My favorite thing about my mom is that she'll always really be there for me, and the same for my grandma.
Amen. Always be there for me. Very sweet.
The one thing that I love about my mama is that she loves me back.
Very good. All right, I want details now. Okay, we got a lot of cliches going. Come on, Elise, give me some detail.
My favorite thing about my mom is that she teaches us to be Christians and takes us to Bible studies and helps us like that.
Very good. Very good. Disciples you.
Okay, one thing that I like about my mom is that she's really determined and perseveres like with everything, and even when it seems like it wouldn't work, she'll like find a way, and it does. And then we get to be homeschooled, and that's good.
Determination, Bridget, I concur.
My favorite thing about my meemaw is she always has the best advice in the worst situations and will always help me through them.
Thank you very much. Very good. Best advice in the worst situations.
Not only do I like my mom's home-cooked meals or the fact that she dedicates her time to homeschool me every day, I love the fact that she loves me, and she's probably the person who loves me the most in the world after God.
Amen. It's very close with your dad, but yes. But she spends the most time with you, so that says something about her love.
Well, my favorite thing about my mom is all that she taught us about the Bible ever since when we were really little, going over all those Old Testament stories. I just really enjoyed that, like, especially back when I was younger. So thank you, Mom, for that.
Amen. Thank you. It better be good. Son of the pastor.
Okay, I guess, Mom, the number one thing I'd say that I like most about you is that you're more than just a mom, you're also my friend. And quoting that little children's book that you used to read me all the time, I love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy, you'll be.
Amen, very good. Someone else.
Yes, sir.
My favorite thing about my mom is...
That's
Favorite thing about my mom is helping me setting up my army men.
Helping you set up the army men. Wow. That is specific, man. That's what I'm looking for.
My favorite thing about my mom is that she understands me and she helps me when I'm sad.
Very good. How does she help you when you're sad?
She listens to my problems.
Yes, very good. Someone else.
My favorite thing about my grandma, she prays for me when I'm in bad situations. And when I'm upset, she tickles me.
I like that. Tickles me when I'm upset. Very good. Those are weird shoes, dude.
One of the favorite things about my mom is no matter what I do, she always expresses love to me.
Amen. Hold on a second. And the other thing that you talked about was that your mom really cooks great home-cooked meals. So what are a couple of those meals?
Chicken.
Any type of chicken?
Asian chicken.
Asian chicken, my favorite too. Very good.
Okay, my favorite thing about my mom is that whenever I'm in bad situations, she always loves and cares for me the most.
Very good. Even bad situations you put yourself into? That's even better. Come on.
I'm very thankful for my mom because she's willing to spend time with me with my school and editing my homework.
Very good. Labor of love.
My favorite thing about my mom is when the babies make the mess, she helps me clean it up.
Very good. They're always making messes. Eden?
Proud of you for coming up here.
My favorite thing about my mom is that she spends time with us and loves us.
Very good. Spend time with us and loves us. Kenan?
My favorite thing about my mom is she's really beautiful and she cooks dinner for us.
Well, what's your favorite dinner that she cooks?
I don't know.
You don't know? What's today? Today, Sunday's what?
Pizza.
Pizza Sunday, that's right, in the mail house. Yeah. I knew this. Very good.
Well, there's so many favorite things about my mom. I could spend all Sunday up here, but probably, oh my gosh, the favorite thing about my mom is that she's so strong in everything that she does. And I know that she looks at my grandmother because she recently died. And she was really strong throughout that situation. And watching her cry sometimes was really hard, but she was still so strong with us. And then watching her doing all these things and cheerleading, and she's just standing so strong throughout these situations and standing with her and watching her do some of the things she does, it's really opened my eyes to some of the things that moms go through. And it's just so amazing. And she's just so strong, and so are all you other mothers. And I know that all you mothers, you just go through so much. And standing next to my mom in this cheerleading thing has just been really beautiful. And I would encourage everyone, if you really want to know a lot about their mom, you should just get involved in what they do and try to stand by them, and you will learn so much about how strong they are.
Mm. Amen. Beautiful. All right, I have a whole section over here. Who's first? Okay, is this going to be like a group rap or something?
Okay, I have two favorite things about my mother, and she will really appreciate number two. Number one, I think for the four of us, there was only one mother that could handle the four of us, and that would be Lynn Gardner. And she has an overwhelming, undeniable sense of compassion, which is great for the four of us. And number two, she does a really good Yoda impression. You should all stop. Really?
Yeah, after.
It's really a good Yoda impression.
If we have some time, just.
She's got a mic. She can do it right now.
Oh, you do.
I'm good. I don't feel it right now.
And she does a good car impression. So she's just full of amazing things, you know.
Noises, good noises.
Yeah. So,
what's your other thing?
She just has the sweetest soul you could probably ever encounter. And I'm sure every one of you has been able to experience that.
That's hard to ignore.
Love you, Mom.
Amen. Sweetest soul. We concur.
All right. I have one for my mother and my godmother. So, my mother, she shows us love by the way she does, by the way she acts. She doesn't just, you know, tell us that she loves us. Like, for instance, the biggest thing I found out when I went to college is my biggest pet peeve is people not doing their dishes. And she has been doing the family's dishes for 21 years without complaining. And I know it seems kind of silly and menial, but it's one of those things that just goes under without people noticing usually, but really means a lot to me. And then for my godmother, she is an amazing listener. I know that sounds weird coming from a guy, but my grandmother's birthday was a weekend or two ago, and the whole family was over, and my grandmother was talking because she likes to talk, and everyone was snoring, you know, eyes were back, rolling to the back of their heads, and Aunt Lynn was sitting there, engaged, leaning forward, listening to my grandmother. So,
very nice.
Okay, the thing I'm most grateful for about my mom is that she raised me in this church and made me who I am today.
Amen. Very good. Pastors like to hear that.
My favorite thing is probably that she's always there for me whenever I need her and all the time.
Amen. And happy birthday yesterday.
Yes,
happy birthday.
16.
Sweet 16. Woo! Scary 16.
All right, my favorite thing about my mother is she makes me do my homework.
Really? That's your favorite thing?
Yeah, I procrastinate a lot.
That's a good mom. Discipline.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
My favorite thing about my mom, all my mamas, is that I always know that if I need a hug, they'll give me one.
Very good. Very good. Josh, getting yourself together. That's good, man. I like that. Presentable. All right, you ready?
The thing I love about my mother, that she's beautiful.
Woo! She's beautiful. Anyone else before I shut down the mic? We sure going once, going twice. Okay. Yes. Amen. Amen. Very good. Amen. We have a lot of good spiritual mothers.
My favorite thing about my mother is I like spending time with her.
You like spending time with her. That's good. Very good. Yes.
I love how my mother intercedes.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I'll talk about my mom a little bit in my sermon, but I do have two moms. I have a white mom and I have a black mom. And my black mom is Mama Gross, who's sitting right there. And she's one of a handful of people that I know prays for me consistently. So I greatly appreciate that about her. And one of the greatest moments of my life is when she decided to attend church here. Because I've been bugging her about that for years. Anyone else? Yes.
I want to say thank you, Linda. She's a grandmom to my children.
Yeah.
The mom to me. You have saved us. You have loved us. You have transported my children. You really have been a grandmom to our family. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. I have this great picture of Linda yesterday, riding my three youngest kids around on her powered wheelchair on her porch, scooting around yesterday. She opened life to us and opened home to our children. What a wonderful gift. Anyone else? Yes.
I have to go talk to Stan Byer. This lady here, when I first came to this church, was one of the first people persons to recognize that there was something that's out there. And she kind of just adopted it. She really did is she pulled me into her family and made me feel like a son. And I'll never forget the first time I did call her mom one day and she just yelled at me. She said, "What did you say?" I told Miss Griffin, she said, "I am not Miss Griffin. Boy, I am mom." So she has become truly my mother because my mother's been dead for a very long time. And so she's taken that place in a very, very real way. And I miss my natural mom. She's this mother here. Stands in that place so well. And she's also the one that opened my heart to the rest of God.
Amen. Beautiful. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to say she has to be my mom's one of my sister's mom. And as a man, she has taught me how to be a man. That's a hard thing for a woman to do. And I still think she's the strongest woman that walks this earth.
Amen. We would all agree. Yes. Right, as you said, she's consistent. Jennifer, you want to say something?
I do. I'm going to start by saying thank you, Mom, because I wasn't the easiest to rear. I was missing in action in college because I didn't come to the dorm, and they called home and said, "Your child is missing. You don't know where she is." They made their calls to my mother, but she's still here. A few more gray hairs, but she's still nothing through it. Is Mom warm and fuzzy? Mm-hmm. She's more warm and fuzzy now than she was when we were young. But I'll tell you what, we were in church in Kissimmee, and they made the sacrifice that we had a Christian education, grade school, and high school. And it was a big sacrifice. Their entire income tax check went to the high school to pay tuition and our books. And so if you didn't go to church, you didn't go anywhere. And she was always quoting the scripture to you, you know. And so when I didn't want to hear it, I heard it anyway. And when I left it, it was still sitting in the back of my head.
Amen.
And I thanked her for that. And then just the values. You know, children need to learn values. Do the right thing. Tell the truth. Treat your neighbor as you want to treat yourselves. Those kinds of things. And again, she put a record in and she played it and she said over and over.
Hallelujah. The broken record. But it's the broken record of scriptures and values.
Scriptures and values. But you know what? As a mature woman standing here, I sure do thank you for that so much. And to my sisters in this parish, I'm going to try to say this without crying. The Vicky Noki CD that you gave me was just where I needed it. Bridget, where I needed it, and I still play it over and over. No one told you to, but you did. Barkey to the Dove's Eyes that you gave me. Wow. I still have it, and I still play it. Linda for saying, "We're going to Bible study, and I'm going to pick you up every Sunday." Karen, or say, "We're going to study Deuteronomy on Saturday night." Lily, for the way you've embraced me, just whatever you needed, you were right there. I admire your strength. There's Miriam, I can't even remember everybody's name, but this parish has loved on me like mama's love on me.
Amen.
Rose, Teresa, there's mothers in this church, and there are people that are not even natural mothers that have that Christian mothering nature that just love on you. And what a blessing. What a wonderful blessing it is.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Daughter, because I didn't have her mom there to do it. Jenna, and I both appreciate that so much.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Teresa. Amen. Amen. It is true. You do have big guns. There's no one would doubt that at this time. Thank God. What a beautiful story. Anyone else? Corey. Amen. It's good to have people like that. Maddie. You love that you laugh with your mom and you both snort when you laugh. That's good. I like that. It's detailed. My favorite still might be the Army men set up. I'm all about that. All right. Let us give our attention to the reading of the Holy Scriptures. We're going to go straight into the reading of the gospel this morning.